All right, it's your man, Searle, coming to you again. Today is Saturday, October the 10th. Last time I didn't get an opportunity to record my podcast until late to midday Monday. And I got a little flack from that. People was, they're so used to, I guess, hearing it over the weekend and when they're driving to work on Monday or however they listen to it. They're kind of used to it being brought up on Saturday or the weekend or Sunday where they can really kind of, you know, less time and they got something interesting to listen to. And I guess that's a good thing. But I got a couple of emails of flack of not having it up. And am I still putting it up? Am I recording? I guess they got used to consistency. But like I said, today we're looking at October the 10th. And these days are flying past. It's the 10th month of the year. We only have two more and then we're into 2021. A lot of people look and say that they're glad 2020 is almost done. It's been a great year for me. I have no complaints. You know, it's all how you look at it. So, my Bears, I'm from Chicago, so the Bears is 3-1. Beat Tampa. I think Thursday night, which is Tom Brady, which is my favorite quarterback. So they beat them to go to 3-1, which miracles do happen. I still think the Bears suck, but it's my hometown team, so I got to root for them. Like I said, so we're going to get on to this podcast. And one of the things that I wanted to discuss today, as I explained before, I definitely love to get your texts, get your emails, see how everything's going, what you like, what you don't like. I've been having a lot of people subscribe to my different platforms and do things like that. So things are going really, really good. I guess my podcast is kind of, I don't know what you would call, freestyle a la Jay-Z or Lil Wayne. I don't write down nothing. I don't look at notes. I just speak from my heart and speak from my mind. And so far, so good. We've been getting a really good response from this. A lot of different countries jumping on. We have over 21, 22 countries that regularly listen and download and follow my podcast. And we have about 19, 20 states which does the same thing. So it's pretty good for a little over a year. Like I said, I wanted to bring this podcast to you today. And the podcast is titled, you have to work for success more than you're willing to wish for success. And success, as I explained before, comes in the form of a lot of different ways. Like, for instance, when you walk across the stage on your graduation day, whether it be high school, college, grammar school, the journey was the time that it took to get there, not the ultimate goal of getting a diploma and walking across the stage. That's over with in, you know, hour, 2 hour tops. The journey, especially through college, might have been 5 or 6 years. And one thing about being successful or accomplishing anything that you look to accomplish is you have to be willing to work for it more than you're willing to wish for it. And you have to learn to enjoy the journey. The journey is the longest part of the accomplishment. You know, I had a couple of people, and this is what sparked me to really think about and do this podcast on this particular subject. I have people all the time, you know, somebody gave me $1 million, man, I know what to do with it. And my response is, no, the hell you wouldn't. If you have no idea how to make $1 million, you don't have no idea how to keep $1 million, and you damn sure don't have no idea of how to multiply $1 million. If you did, you already have $1 million. So it's that adage of, if I had the money in my account, I would know what to do with it, is why so many professional athletes go broke within, you know, 3 to 4 years after they retire, because they have never been trained. You went from a broke student in college to $150 million, $50 million, $140 million, $20 million, $10, whatever it is, in your bank account. So you've never were schooled on them. A lot of successful people that have came up, like Jeff Bezos started Amazon out of his garage. Apple was started out of the garage with Wozniak and Steve Jobs. So these guys, even though they had a fast climb, their day by day that they had to put all the effort into it just to accomplish the goal of reaching financial success, they live that every single day. So every dollar that comes in, they know where it came from. They know how many days they stayed up to get it. They know how many failures they had. They know all these things, so they have a personal attachment with each one of those dollars stand for. When you are given something, there's no personal attachment whatsoever, and that's why you see a lot of these guys and women that come into money really quick, whether it's inheritance or sports or whatever it may be. You see them go through money very stupidly, because there's no emotional attachment to the wealth. So they're buying 20 cars. Why? Because they can. Most people that have worked for every dollar that they have achieved, they will never go out and buy 20 cars. And a lot of times, the rules of what it takes to achieve money, like I had a client, he was very wealthy, he had a business, about $30 million a year. And he told me one time, I have to sell my mansion and I have to have a house built from the ground because I have $5 million in an account that the government's going to tax me 70% on if I don't spend it. And the only way you can have something to write off is his accountant told him to spend it on a house. You don't have to have a big house, but you need to spend as much of that $5 million on your house as you can, which he did. The house is not big. But it definitely spent a lot of money. I mean, he had flooring coming from Italy and chandeliers from Germany and all this stuff. So anyway, that's 7 years of him being able to write off expenses of building that house. And so the rules and the structure, the rules of working, you work, you get a W-2, you file your taxes, you hope you get money back. The rules of business is different from the rules of working because there's different rules. Like, you know, I can write off equipment, I can write off depreciation, I can do a lot of different things, and it's totally different because I'm not just working, I'm investing actual capital into my businesses. And the rules for the wealthy, that's why we sit back and we look and go, oh, the wealthy, they don't pay their fair share of taxes. They're not doing anything illegal. They're utilizing a system that was put in place for taxes. And they just have very, very, very smart accountants. And they know, and that's their job. You know, I have a lawyer, I have several lawyers, but I have a lawyer, that's his job. You know, I don't know law, I didn't go to school, I didn't study law. I hire you and I pay you very well to take care of the legal legalities of what I do and keep me out of trouble, same thing with my accountants and stuff like that. So the rules of a business, rule of working, rule of extreme wealth, they're all different. They play by a different set of rules. So, you know, for the people that's wishing they hit the lottery or wishing some uncle that they didn't know about died and left them $1 million. First off, if you had an uncle or aunt that was capable of leaving you $1 million, trust me, you know who they are. So it's you can't wish for success. You have to work for success. And if you spend as much time working as you did wishing, you find a way to be successful. The journey towards success, no matter what that may be, business, wealth, school, no matter what it is, it's not to get the ultimate goal that's a part of it. It's what the journey makes you on your path of pursuing that goal. That's the important thing. Like, you know, you go to college, although I didn't go to high school, I didn't go to college, but you come out of high school, you're what, 18-year-old knucklehead kid that think they know every damn thing. By the time you get out of college, you're ready to get a job, start a family, and start your life. So it matures you. That 4 years matures you, and it, you know, living on campus or whatever it may be, gets you prepared to be on your own. So it's the journey. It's the lesson that you learn from the journey. So people, just like in fitness, which is something I've done for a long time, they want the shortcut. They want the edited version. Let's bypass all the years that it takes to get there and just, Lord, please, just give me $1 million. And you know, first off, it don't work. It ain't gonna happen. God don't work that way. Secondly, it would definitely put you in a position, if you had it, you would not know what to do with it. And a lot of people think they do. And they don't even know how to manage their damn paycheck from week to week. But they think the problem is the paycheck is not enough. So if I had more, I could do better. No, the problem is you have to understand how to manage money. And if you learn how to manage a little, one day you'll learn how to manage a lot. But you want to go bypass and shorten up and go straight to the lot. And like I said before, that's what a lot of athletes do. That's their life. I mean, they love playing basketball. And next thing you know, they're sitting on $150 million and they blow it as quick as they get it. Because they were not taught or the journey or the principles in which you utilize your gifts to expand and multiply your money, not just maintain it, and definitely not lose it. So learn to work more towards your journey of success than to wish for your journey of success. You have more people. I have a couple of clients that's for years, you know, they've been sitting around with a formula of if I hit the lottery or if somebody give me this or if somebody do that. And in the meantime, in that time, people have made and lost millions of dollars because they were willing to take the actions that built those type of businesses and fortunes and stuff like that. And, you know, so wishing for success is not going to give you for success. Wishing is a hope, and hope don't happen. Hard work with a focus, a journey, sacrifice, that works. That'll get you your $1 million. And once you get there, you'll find out it's not what you thought it was because you had to work so hard to get it that it is not what you thought it was, and you definitely are not going to be spending it like somebody gave you a gift, you know. So I hope at least one person that listens to this understands that we live in the United States of America, where you can build success from nothing. A lot of people have done it. Tyler Perry was one time homeless. Tyler Perry is worth almost $1 billion now. So you can utilize your gifts and your crafts, but it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, it's going to take a lot of hard work. No one gave him anything. You know, and that's why, like, people are looking at these presidential elections, oh, which one I'm going to do something for, which one I'm going to give us something. Quit asking for people to give you shit and start working for it. You know, the only thing I want someone to give me, if they're giving away anything, is the opportunity for myself. You know, I'm not a betting man, I don't gamble, but I will always bet on myself. Give me the opportunity to let my work ethic and my skills and my mindset turn me into that in which I want to become. So all I ask for is an opportunity. and I'll make the rest work. I've been proving it since, you know, the last 30 years. So, you know, quit wishing for it and start working for it. Trust me, it's a much more realistic experience, and it's a much more rewarding experience than if it was handed to you, which ain't gonna happen any goddamn way, because ain't none of us got, none of our family got no money. And if they do, you know, like now I'm teaching my son how to come up and manage the businesses that I'm building. But he started from the ground up. He didn't start out as a manager or as a boss. He started out cleaning up, fixing shit, cleaning window, you know, understanding the hard work that goes into the everyday grind of trying to be a financial success. So, like I said, I hope at least one person gets this, and that is, you know, you got to be willing to work for it more than you're willing to wish for it. So until next week, this is your man. Check it out, sir. I'll get you again next week. I'll try to keep my podcast consistently coming on Saturday and Sunday so I don't get you guys bad emails or texts talking about where's my damn podcast at. I'm flattered that you guys go by, you know, live to wait. We wait for it to be posted to hear something great. I'm honored by the fact that posting my social media, I get a lot of people going on there and sending me a lot of positive feedback. I am honored with that, but I'm trying to get back on course. I'm really, really busy, but I'm trying to stay on course of posting every day. I have 11, 12 different platforms, and I'm getting back to the habit of doing my podcast. And next week, I'm trying to get back to the habit of doing the interviews. I had my YouTube channel was getting some great response from the interviews I was doing with the NBA-led ex-legend, Kendall Gill or Sean Ray or anything like that. So I'm just trying to get back to it right now. I'm still super busy with this, getting this other gym open, which should be open soon within the next couple of weeks. I know I've been saying that, but now really it's getting close. So until next time, I'm out of here. This is your man, Sir Earl. Peace.